This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ralph Williams Show Part 2, the Old Man's Podcast. I'm the Old Man. I want to welcome everybody coming into the show. It's good to see everybody, to have everybody here. What a lively day. What a lively day. Just been spending all morning over there with Ralph. Ralph had a great show going this morning, man. It was a lot of fun. I got in there, and then I look at the clock, and it's like, I got 3 minutes before my show. It's like, holy crap. I had to hurry and run over here and get everything fired up. I have no notes in front of me. I have nothing in front of me. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what's going on. Thank goodness. We have the host of the show, Eric Kirk. Eric Kirk in the house. Eric Kirk. Good to see Eric.
Good morning to everybody just joining us.
We got our...
Robert Bress and Shannon and Darrell. Just waiting for everybody else to show up.
And we got our chief navigator for Wednesdays. We have Shannon Lynn Jordan. Shannon Lynn Jordan's in the house.
Hello, hello, hello.
Did I sound like Oprah?
No.
That scared me. I thought maybe I sounded like Oprah. Good to see everybody. Yeah, I want to say hello to all our listeners. We got listeners all over the world. I want to say hello to all you guys in Canada, Australia, UK, Brazil, Jamaica, Ireland, Norway, Turkey, Japan, Ghana, Russia, Netherlands, India, Sweden. I'm Michelle. And we got them all over the United States, in Oregon, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Louisiana, Ohio, New York, Michigan, Vermont, Utah, Tennessee, New Hampshire, Ohio, Wisconsin, Florida, Arizona, and Texas. Just to name a few. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you. Glad you are with us. Yes. Today is Wednesday, the 11th. The date is 1-1-1-2-3. There you go. 1-1-1-2-3. Like that now. What a great day. I'll tell you what, I'm all fired up. I can't stop thinking about Ralph's show. He had a blast. It was a fun show this morning over at Ralph Williams. Keep an eye out for Ralph Williams when he goes on around, what is it, around 5 o'clock? 4:30, 5 o'clock Pacific time in the morning. Check out Ralph's show first thing in the morning. He'll fill you up, get you going, get you moving, and get you ready to come in here to our show at 7 a.m. Pacific time. He's a great lead-in. Thanks, Ralph. All right. Bam! Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Uh-oh.
And now, breaking news from the Old Man's Podcast News Desk.
Actually, the story was broke by our own Miss Shannon Lynn Jordan over on the Ralph Williams Show this morning. Yeah, the FAA shut down all the domestic flights. Bam! Shut them all down. That was something. And I thought, really? What's going on? Shannon, did you look into that anymore? Or did...
It was a computer software problem, but I don't see how that would affect every single flight. So they're not going to really reveal what's really truly going on. So
no, they
most likely hacking.
And it says here, the latest that I see says, and this was 9 minutes ago, operations resuming gradually after FAA orders domestic flight pause. Well, you know, the safety, well, anytime you have kind of a safety thing with planes, you know, the only thing you can do is just shut them all down. But that's fine and dandy for the ones that haven't taken off yet. But what about all the ones that are in the air? You know, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of planes up in the air right now. But anyway, yeah, it said, does this say anything? Oh, following a computer failure that has impact flights around the country. So yeah, Shannon, you don't know. They're not going to tell you what happened. They're just going to say, we had to shut it down.
Because it would make us look vulnerable and weak. So.
And we are.
Yeah. And we are.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. So anyway, this is saying that it's all eventually starting to pick back up. We ain't going to know. Yeah, just watch your news. If you got any kind of flights, you got flights scheduled to go, make sure you check with the airport, make sure your flight's still up and running. And yeah, just be careful out there. Careful out there traveling. You never know what's going on. But that was interesting. It was, when I saw you in Ralph's show and you said breaking news, I thought, oh man, I wish I could cue up my breaking news music for her. That'd have been awesome. We could have just busted it on Ralph's show with the breaking news. Yeah. Breaking news. Oh, wow. From the news desk. Yeah. Good to see you. It's good to see everybody. Want to welcome everybody in. You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming in. I'm Mama Bear Tracy, Shorty V, Hanny J. I'll tell you what, there's a lot. You guys all coming over from Ralph's show. I mean, Ralph had us all going, man. It was a good show. A lot of fun, a lot of laughs, man. And, you know, I thought that I had a hard time. I thought I had a hard time remembering things in that. And I thought I had a hard time reading things correctly or you know, saying things right in that. But Ralph made me really feel good about myself this morning. Thanks, Ralph. I don't know if it's because, Ralph, if you're just starting to get older or what, but man, you're starting to sound more and more like the old man on your podcast. I'm telling you. You need to watch that. Isn't that true, Shannon? I mean, right?
Oh, no. He's on the cusp.
Yeah, he's knocking on the door. Hello? Old age here, looking for Ralph. Funny stuff.
I prefer to go out with an older man versus somebody who was much younger than me, so... I think age seasons you.
Well, if that's the case, I am so seasoned, I wouldn't know what to do.
I think Grammy would kill me. She's pretty stealthy.
Oh, man. Good times, man. It's fun to wake up in the mornings laughing, everybody. I mean, doesn't that get your endorphins going? You wake up, you laugh. I have found that I can be in the rottenness of moods. I can just be angry. I can just be in the rottenness of moods. But if I just read one little thing or see something and it makes me laugh, it's like it breaks it. It just breaks that. Those laughing endorphins, man. I tell you what, they can make you feel better, you know, and then it almost make you feel like you forgot what you were mad about, you know. Yeah. Am I right? I mean, right?
Yeah. I woke up a little grumpy myself today, and then I went into Ralph's show, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I feel a little better. So thank you, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm here to shout. Yeah. Same here. I woke up a little grumpy, too. And I saw Ralph was on. I thought, let me go into Ralph. And I think I actually caught Ralph right as he was right as he was starting his show, and he started his show with Inagata De Vida, the long version. Oh my God. And that's my all-time favorite show. Yeah. And I was still kind of asleep because I just got up, came in here in the studio, turned on everything, hadn't even got my coffee yet. And I turned it on and I hear the song and I went, "Hey, Santana." And then my brain goes, no, it's not Santana. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. That's Iron Butterfly. That's Inagata De Vida.
Iron Butterfly.
Yeah. That's a great song. That's a great song.
17. He played the long version, 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He started his show off with Inagata De Vida. It was awesome. Oh, yeah. Hetty J says she woke up in a great mood thanks to my good morning messages. I tell you what. Yeah. If you could, that's true. I mean, if you got a little something to put you in a good mood when you wake up, yeah, you should do it. Positive thinking, any kind of positive thing to get you going. Uh-huh. Let's see. There's Ralph. Ralph, it's calling in. We have Mr. Ralph Williams on the phone. Mr. Ralph Williams.
What's going on?
Are you there?
Guys, how are you?
Am I coming in, buddy? You're coming in loud and clear. Great show this morning, my man.
Thank you. Awesome show.
Oh, man. You just had everybody laughing, having a good old time. And it was great.
That's what I was trying to put in the chat. I was like, I guess if you're waking up grumpy, if you go into my show and listen to me try and read, I guess you could always think to yourself, hey, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brings up your
We need a reader.
I try to use AI, but AI be messing up sometimes. But...
yeah, man. She gets really mean sometimes.
I usually have AI read do the horoscopes for everybody, and man, she can be brutal.
Calling people baddies and
she's got like a little attitude, man.
I know. Yeah, she must be from New York. I don't know.
I've always said that I want a GPS system, whether you use your phone and what have you. But I've always wanted a GPS system I like it with the woman giving me the directions, but I want her to have an attitude. I really do. I want her to have an attitude,
Like a Rosie Perez.
And 500 feet, turn right onto Padham Parkway, and you're going along and then you pass it. She goes, "You passed it. Turn around. Geez, recalculating now." I want it to have an attitude,
Those things can be wrong. One person sued Google or whatever it was with the voice, ran them straight into a lake.
Oh,
those
yeah.
things are not always accurate and can be hacked. So, yeah.
I vaguely remember that. And I vaguely remember when I read that happened, I remember thinking, well, aren't you watching where you're going?
Exactly.
I mean, you turn and you go, no, this can't be right. This can't be right. No, the GPS said it was right. Just keep going. Then you drive up into it. Hello,
this
Daddy
can't be right. My car's filling up full of water.
I know. That's crazy. Eric, what do you think, man? What do you think? Do you want a GPS system with an attitude, or do you like just the regular computerized voice?
Computerized voice sounds good to me. Welcome off.
Yeah,
it's a lot better. At least it's a robot. Sorry. Like sometimes if you try to get those real voice sounding things, you're like, is this an actual person? Or I don't know. It kind of throws me off sometimes, but
it does. But man, I'm telling you what. Yeah. It's almost like you have somebody sitting there. Now, see, my GPS system for the longest time was Grammy. I mean, when we were traveling around.
Would that bother you if the GPS voice was Grammy?
Oh, no, that would be so awesome for me. That would be so awesome for the old man.
It'd be so great. Give you wrong directions, and then she pulls out that witch voice.
She has a great laugh.
I would love
you, man.
I would love it if it was her, and I would want it to where it had all her little things that she says to me that nobody on the air hears her say. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when she comes in the show, she's all sweet. Everybody loves Grammy and all this. And she is. She's a sweet lady. She's loving and all this and that. But, as soon as the mic goes off, though, it's like, yeah, all right. Uncle Jimmy. Now, here's the truth. You know, she smacks you. She smacks me with the truth.
I forgot to take out the garbage again.
Oh man, you said that, Ralph, and today is hi Jay baby. Today is trash day, and I had to look out my window real quick. Did I put the trash out?
Yeah, same with me. I'm glad I put it out last night.
Oh, that'd have been funny. Shannon ought to prepare herself. Shannon, you ought to prepare yourself that someday on a Wednesday, if I forget the trash, it'd be like, Shannon, take control of the show for a little bit. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Grammy also says you left the toilet seat up.
Oh man.
You ate the last piece of chicken or something. I don't know. Whatever she
did. I hope dang bone.
Oh yeah, that would get me in trouble all the time. That would get me in so much trouble all the time because, you know, we'd have something and there'd be like a dessert left over or something, you know, and I'd eat it. And she'd go, "Hey, who ate the last donut or whatever?" And I got, she goes, "That was mine."
Oh, did you?
Well,
the Christmas donuts? Yeah. The cookies?
Oh yeah, I would always eat them all. Yeah. And then I'd go, "Well, you let it sit there too long. It's only yours for like a day afterwards, and then after that it's open to anybody
it's
can
free
grab
game.
It." Yeah. I had to put the I go read the fine print at the end of the terms of the what is that they call those things?
Terms of service or something?
Terms the marriage of service certificate.
The marriage license.
Marriage certificate. That's funny.
You should make your own. That would be cool. Yeah.
You should have seen when we had our wedding, when we got married, we were doing, "Hey, Shep, hey, Northern Minority." When we had our wedding, we were supposed to do our own vows. You know, we had our own vows and everything, you know. And so they were going to have me go first. And the lady that come up, she started talking about marriage and the joining of two and this and that and this and that. She's going on and on and on. And then she goes, "Okay, so now, you know, now the old man's going to give his, you know, read his." And I go, "Well, you pretty much said everything I was going to say. So next." Everybody was staring at me like, "What the French toast?" And Grammy just opened up. We had a great wedding, though. We really did. We had a wedding at a one of those wedding here in Vancouver. It was an old Victorian home that was turned into like a little wedding avenue. I mean, a place to have weddings, a wedding venue, you know. And it was really nice. It was really nice. And you know, we sent out invitations. We weren't paying too much attention. We have a theory: the cheaper, the better. Just do it. Have fun. Don't spend a lot of time planning a wedding. Just have a way. Have fun. You know.
May I ask what age did you guys get married?
Let's see. Well, we've been married 23 years, and I'm 69.
So you're like in your 40s, late 30s.
Late 40s. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, no offense to any young married couple out there, but it seems like they always want the big, glamorous, expensive weddings. I mean, I don't know if that's the case for all of them, but
yeah, I
just find that you have it cheaper, the better, right? Because you can save enough for the honeymoon or whatever you want to do.
I tell you what, save your money. Yeah, save your money. I mean, we found a nice place to have it. You know, I got Grammy a nice wedding dress. And I did get the dresses for her bridesmaids, and I did rent the suits, the tux for my best men, but that was it. You know, we had it. It was a nice venue. It wasn't very expensive, but it was really nice. It was done up, and our reception was held here at the house where we're in now, our house. It was here in the backyard, and our Grammy's youngest, she kind of like got some friends together and they cooked all the food and catered it. I mean, it was just, the we did not spend a lot of money, and it was well worth it. I mean, we went to just have fun, you know, low stress. Why do you want to start a wedding? Or why do you want to start a marriage with all kinds of stress? You know, forget that big wedding stuff. Just have a big party out at a park or something. Just have fun. And that's what we did. And we haven't regretted it either.
Yeah.
They said, well, what about a photographer? Did you have a professional photographer in there shooting pictures? Nope. Did not have a professional photographer. What we had was, is we had, we handed out those little portable 24 shot film camera. Yeah, we handed like 5 or 6 of those out to people.
Yeah, and let everybody attends the wedding take the pictures. That's an excellent thing to do.
Oh, you get some of the best candid shots. As a matter of fact, if you're going to have a big family get together, you know, you're going to have family over, friends and family, have a big gathering get together, buy some of those cameras and just hand them out and let people take pictures and collect them all up. I mean, you get better, you get better pictures that way, I think. Oh, yeah. You get better pictures. Yeah.
I mean, so we had a good time. Nowadays, with all these expensive iPhones out there, you should just let everybody take the pictures. The cameras are supposed to be very good. So, hey, just
do it. Send them here's our email address. Send us your pictures. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, there's all the
pictures. We'll put it together in a scrapbook or something.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun. A lot of fun doing that. Yeah. But we had a good wedding. We had a good wedding. It was a blast.
Not to backtrack a little bit, but I wanted to ask you guys, now that it's in my head, when you were talking about having a maybe Grammy's voice as a GPS, I don't know if you guys discussed this on your AI thing, but there's like services out there that are, I don't know if they're out now or they're coming out now, where you can like, I think like maybe on Facebook or Twitter, like if someone passes on, their like account keeps going, and they would continuously like tweet or send out a message that might be the same that as they would when they were around. And usually, like, they want to do something where you can keep your memory alive by maybe, like, on an Alexa device, you can have a conversation with somebody that's passed on, you know.
That's too freaky for me, man.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, what do you guys think about that now that you're talking about
that? It is a good service, but, of course, and how nefarious people can always, you know, get a hold of anything and turn it bad. Could you imagine what they would do, what they could do with something like that on Podbean? Oh, you were on that panel and I heard you, it was you saying all that. And when it wasn't, you know, it's bad enough they can do it with our profile pics, but.
When I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't want any fake old man stuff out there.
Can you imagine? I mean, for me being like, I don't know if it's narcissistic or whatever, but can you imagine like after I'm gone, like the podcast still keeps going with like my AI voice?
And the mean AI woman still doing her astrology reports. Hey, all you fatties.
Yeah.
That'd be too bad. That'd be too tough. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know? It was that's just the way it was. As long as, I would.
In one of the performances, I forget what award it was, but I saw a performance of Christina Aguilera do a duet performance of a hologram Whitney Houston, and she's been gone for so long, and I'm like, damn, this is what, you know, what everybody wants now is just to live forever in some way, right?
Yeah, well, but see, that they've been doing that in the entertainment business for a long time, because I remember Natalie Cole doing that with her dad, Nat King Cole, way back. Oh, wow. Way back. I think that was back in the 90s it was. She did that.
It is amazing what they can do with CGI. Like when Paul Walker died, he died during the making of his last film. But they finished the whole entire movie with CGI, and you can't tell the difference. So, I mean, that's kind of scary. Wow.
Yeah, that's one thing I mentioned, that, you know, nowadays, I mean, they can take, they can take your image and your voice. They can insert it into any kind of video. They can put you in any kind of photo, and they can make it look real. I mean, what the heck is that all about? I mean, you know. They could put you in a crime scene, They could put you in a crime scene and you would never even know it, you know. And okay. They say, well, yeah, Ralph Williams was there. Look, there he is right there. Isn't that Ralph?
Yeah. Isn't that his coffee mug?
Yeah. Drinking coffee.
But there is ways of finding out, you know, especially like me, when you go to make a video, it's layered. So with an expert, you would be able to tell and see the difference, but it would take some doing though.
I would hope so. I would hope that somebody could, because you could find yourself in a lot of trouble with that stuff. I mean, you know,
it can't be proven though.
I hope so. They better. Mm-hmm. I don't want my picture out there. Natalie Cole had a
duel. That's one reason why you always see me with a mask or makeup on, and very few people, well, my friends know who, you know. But if they wanted to destroy Kim Kardashian, well, she'd be in a lot of trouble with all her selfies. I mean, they can do so many things.
So that brings to mind the question, you know. I mean, if something was to happen, you know, does anybody have access to all your stuff? I mean, if something happens to you, can someone, a family member or a friend, go in there and, you know, clear out your Facebook, clear out your Instagram, your social media stuff? Can someone go in there and take care of that for you?
I need a good friend to check out my search history or to erase my search history.
Just get in there and just wipe you. Because, I mean,
buddy.
What you been looking at, Ralphie?
Keep that to yourself.
But I mean, seriously, you know, someone should be able to. Can someone get into your computer and clean out all the stuff that you have in your computer? You know, get it out. I mean, I'm talking like bank accounts and you know, medical history. I'm talking about all kinds of personal stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
not only that, with like the new age. People getting into cryptocurrencies and things like that. There's a higher level of security when it comes to stuff like that. So you have to really trust somebody to give that access to, because if something happens to you, you could possibly be sitting on a couple of $100,000 of, you know, cryptocurrency if you're into that stuff, right? So there's these little devices. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but they're called, I forgot what it's called, cold storage or cold wallets. That it's like a digital wallet that you carry around with you and you store. But they have like, I don't know how to explain it, and I'm not going to try to, but it's a lot more intricate in terms of like it's not like a regular password. Like you need a phrase to be able to open that up and get access to the cryptocurrencies. Like so you're going to need somebody that you can trust to get that stuff. I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
Shep says Google just updated their stuff and it gives us the option to assign a legacy person to gain access and have full control over our account, or you can have it wiped. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, we got to have somebody.
What is legacy? I hear that a lot. What's legacy? Is that like the main company?
It's like a person you name, like a legacy. Like a legacy would be either family member, you know, something like that.
Like a trustee. Yeah, exactly. Shep says like a trustee. Some of you have a lot of faith and trust in. Gotcha. You know,
I thought that was a company you were talking about.
Okay. I'll be honest. The only person that I got that kind of the level of trust and confidence in is Grammy. So, you know, Grammy would have to I'm just thinking, you know, I need to have, I mean, I think Grammy could find my passwords and all that kind of stuff. And I'd want her to be able to get in here, and I would love it, to tell you the truth. And this is kind of, but I would love it to have teach her how to do this podcast. I mean, show her how to get into Podbeam, do the podcast and all that, because I mean, wouldn't it be awesome, folks? You know, if it's all of a sudden the old man just disappears, he's just gone, you know, he's out of here, you know, it was his time to slip through that doorway into eternity. And then next thing you know, it's Grammy podcast. Grammy takeover? Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be nice. You could just record stuff off of Podbeam and have it ready or stored.
No, I'd rather just
We're getting really morbid right now. I'm sorry. This is
Yeah. Hey, but I mean, you know, I mean, she'd still love to have like Eric you know, Eric be the host, and Shannon and Russ and Sean. I mean, she wouldn't change much, but she'd just still have it come in and just do it and have her take over the show. That would just be awesome.
She would change Navigator into Pod People. That'd be it.
She'd be inviting Ralph in all the time. Yeah
Ralph. She'd be having a daily recipe for everybody.
Which Yeah. Shep says, I'd still come in and hang out. Yeah, she'd love that. Oh, yeah. Hey, Martin, good to see everybody. Hey, if you're new to the show and you're coming in, see a lot of new faces, see a lot of new names in that, hit that follow button for us and keep coming back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. We're a live morning podcast that is 5 days a week. Yeah, that's right. 5 days a week right here. Like a clock. We're an alarm clock. We'll get you up and going in the morning. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit that follow button. And do me a favor. Go to our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com, and check it out. Check out our webpage. We have... you open it up, you see a lot of tabs along the top there. You can find our episode library. We have hundreds of episodes. You can go in there and listen to a bunch of old shows if you want to. We have our sponsors, or not sponsors, but our partners tab that lists things like Podbeam. You can find the Podbeam tab there. You can look, and it'll take you to a direct link to Podbeam. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, you could go there, hit that Podbeam link, and it'll put right there and explain to you how to start a podcast through Podbeam. You got the WESN Epic Strategies radio station there, a link to that, a link to our friend holyshift.com, a link to School of Podcasting, a link to Podcast Overlord. Just, you know, a bunch of good information there and a lot of fun. Just check it out. That'd be great. That'd be great to see you do that. You can always email the show. Contact the show through the website, and let us know you're there. You got any questions? Let us know. Let us help you. And speaking of that, we have a Friday show that's a Promote Your Podcast show on Fridays. You got a podcast going, you got a business going, you got something going, you want to get the word out, come into the show, let us know, get in the chat room and let us know what's going on. We'll get the word out for you, because part of our mission of the Old Man's Podcast show is to get people to you, your show, your business, what have you. So let us help you help you. And then I want to break this over. I want to share this, turn this over to Eric right now, because we have a contest, a monthly trivia contest, and our January contest is getting about ready to kick off. And Eric is running that for us. He's in charge of it. And so, Eric, are you, you're at a point where you want to share everybody? What's going on?
Well, I know coming up this Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen, if, we are going to kick off the January trivia contest, and the trivia question that'll be asked will be under the category of literature. So be definitely thinking of some great, pieces of fiction that I have alluded to that as the trivia question could come from classic book series or novels like the Harry Potter series, or The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, Chronicles of Narnia, or it could come from Gone with the Wind, or To Kill a Mockingbird, or The Wizard of Oz, or The Secret Garden, any of those classic books. And when I read the trivia question on the air, as tempting as it may sound or be, we ask that you not post your answers in the Podbean chat. We instead ask that you email your entries along with your name to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com, and the deadline to submit your correct answers will be the following Thursday, January 19th at midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, and 9 p.m. Pacific. And please note that these are continental U.S. time zones for anybody listening outside of the United States and other countries, or if they're listening in U.S. territories like the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, or Puerto Rico, or anywhere else. And the correct answer submitting to the, to the contest will be eligible to take part in drawing, and the winner and answer will be announced the following Friday, January 20th. And the lucky winner could receive that $50 certificate to Glowflow Denver. So we hope you'll join us.
Yes, and I want to also want to mention that if you're listening to this show, if you're listening to my voice right now, you are eligible to enter this contest. It's worldwide. I don't care where you're living. Are you in Guam? Enter it. You know, Ghana? Enter it. Nigeria? Enter the contest. If you know the correct
answer. If you're in England or Canada.
England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Russia. Yeah, we got listeners in Russia too. Just write your answer down, email it to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com and be entered in to win that gift certificate to GloFlow Denver. And you say, well, what's GloFlow Denver? How do I find their webpage? Go to our webpage, go to theoldmanspodcast.com, go to partners, and you'll see GloFlow Denver listed in there as one of our partners. And you can hit the link button that will put you right to their webpage. So you can see all the kinds of cool stuff that they have there, and pick out what you want to win with your $50 gift certificate. And also, if you see stuff in there you want to buy and you just want to get it, remember, as a listener to the Old Man's Podcast, I have a discount code. It's the Old Man 10, TheOldMan10, the Old Man 10. And if you use that discount code when you're checking out, you'll get 10% off your total sales. So, you know, with that being said, come on, you know you want that $50 gift certificate. You know you want to enter the contest. And so this Friday, Eric's going to tell us what the question is, and then you'll have until the following Thursday to get those answers into it. And we've been having a good turnout. We've been having a lot of good turnout, a lot of fun.
Welcome, Big Slick.
Just make sure you get it all turned in, and you know you want it. I know you know you want it.
Right? I want that galaxy thing that they put on the ceiling, and yeah, isn't I want that pad.
Awesome? That is so
awesome. I want it. I have to have it.
Shannon, are you, Eric, is Shannon eligible for this January?
Yes, she is. She's been eligible along with Amber since December, and I know Gina's eligible to come back, but I know that Shonda's got to sit out one more month and JBB out two more months, and then the Gilly Crazy Lady another three more months. Yeah. Welcome, Filthy Breakfast.
All right. Getting competition. Hey, Shannon, I wanted to ask you, you were saying something about you're in the works of getting together a podcast.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Actually, it was born in our fellow podcasters, Chrissy. We kind of bonded on our love for true crime. And we now actually have started. So it's actually going to be two. Chrissy and I'm going to bring Chrissy on for some pre-recorded podcast, and it's going to have the whole shebang. Once I launch my websites, it'll have a website too. The name of it is called Criminality of Carnage. That's going to be my podcast name, but no live. But we as a group have now started the Podbean Detectives. So we went through... actually, our next case is Casey Anthony. We go over that. Our first one was JonBenet's murder, and it was so interesting. We have pictures in the chats, and we give our theories of what happened. So something has been born between some friends, and it's like, wow, this is really awesome. Mm-hmm. So now it's me, Chrissy, Dude Sean, Crucible, and Jimmy, Captain Jimmy. And it actually is pretty neat. It's fun doing too. So,
well, if you can, let's get that information in the chat room, and let's just keep reminding everybody. So whenever you post the show, we can get some eyes and ears to it. Let's get that going. That'd be a lot of fun. I'll be honest with you. When I listen to your podcast, it will be the first time I've listened to a true crime podcast. I've just
really
doing it. Yeah, I never had. So.
I think you would really like it and enjoy it.
I'll be listening in. So yeah, let's do that. Let's get that going. Nothing more than, and that's the one thing I love. That's the one thing I love about us. I mean, we got some great co-hosts here. I mean, everybody's seasoned mm-hmm. Podcasters, and that's mm-hmm. what's great about it. And I want to give a special shout out to our Tuesdays and Thursdays co-host, Russ Brown, because he broke the top 20 of top hosts in Podbean. I looked this morning. He's sitting at number 12. Way to go, Russ. The Outside of Normal podcast. Make sure you catch the Outside of Normal podcast. Mr. Russ Brown, check out his podcast. Keep an eye out for Shannon's podcast. And then Shonda, our morning co-host on Mondays, she has a podcast called Van Life Pantry. And you want to check, make sure you check her out. Plus, she's also the chief writer, the head writer of our webpage, and she posts blogs there. She's a published author. And so, I mean, we just, Eric, you and I, we kind of cleaned house, man. We got a lot of talented people here. And yeah, it's good stuff. I know you're still there, Ralph. You're being all quiet.
Oh, no, I just came across an article that I was looking over. I was thinking about, somebody mentioned taking the podcast on the road. And apparently on Amtrak, for a limited time only, you can purchase a USA rail pass for like $2.99, which allows you to go across two trips, like 10 trips, I guess, in a 120-day span if you want to travel across the United States for like $299, which I think was pretty good. So I'm just,
man, that's a good price.
Yeah, yeah. I think the original price, I think, is like 500 or 600 or something like that. I don't know.
Do you know if you get a is that coach or do you get a sleeper? What actually comes with that?
No, that's the caveat. It's economy, I think, or whatever.
Okay.
You can't upgrade.
But even with that, the seats are huge and very, very comfortable.
Yeah, I was just going through what you actually get, because they make it sound good, but just want to know. It's 10 trips in total, and you have until January 20th
You'd be really surprised. The food is amazing. I used to work for Amtrak, and I did the trip, the city of New Orleans, up in from New Orleans to Chicago, and they got an entertainment car with a bar and televisions, and I mean, they used to have a smoking car, which they got rid of that, though. But the food is phenomenal. I mean, excellent.
Yeah, Grammy and I have talked about taking chain trips. We've talked about going along the northern part of the country, you know, from Seattle, scoot along the top there and go into head towards Chicago. We've talked about doing train trips. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's why I never... not like long trips on a train. I never done that before. I always wanted to try it. So maybe I might bite the bullet and see how it is, depending on how long I have before I can use it. So we'll see.
And hey, one thing is the terminals are never busy like the airports. That's right. Trouble with flying these days.
Yeah, because I don't think trains get used as much as what you think. I mean, I think it'd be a nice, comfortable trip. You know, they're not overly crowded and all that stuff. We have Miss Dixie. It looks like Miss Dixie is on the panel. She called in.
Yes, she is.
How you doing, Miss Dixie?
She's apparently muted right this moment.
Okay. Well, I'm good, thanks.
I'm at work. Give me a minute.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, okay. She's working. We got the working class. Yeah. Shep says my dad once took us to Niagara Falls on a train. It was like a five or six hour trip. Huh. Or is that 56 hour trip? I don't know, Shep. Grammy and I took the Amtraks from Vancouver, Washington up to Seattle. We took the train up to Seattle. It was a lovely, lovely trip. Yeah. Who's making what there? Eric, are you making coffee?
I am making coffee. I was just warming up my coffee cup in the microwave,
that's a new technique. What are you just...
I know, I was going to say, Ralphie, you need that sound bite of Eric.
I've never thought to do that. My cup up first.
I've heard of
I've eaten at IHOP before, but this has been years ago, like before they put hot coffee in the coffee mugs. They'll put like hot water in the coffee mugs, like in the kitchen.
See, you learn something every day on the old man's podcast right there. There you go. Yeah.
And I always enjoy learning new ways of consuming coffee, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we are coffee.
I never thought of doing that.
Yeah. Did you ever, hey Ralph, have you ever tried that double brewed coffee yet that I told you about?
No, I completely forgot about it. But now that you mention it, you know, now that I have my cup of coffee today. Yeah, that's what I had today. So I think I'm going to use the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So okay. What was it again? Using Go ahead.
So like you got a coffee, a Mr. Coffee or a drip coffee maker, you know, you put the grounds in, you put the water thing in and it drips through. Okay. Once that first pot of coffee's done, let that cool down, put a fresh bag of coffee in and, you know, in the filter. Old one?
Is that what you mean?
No.
Yes.
Pull the old filter out, put another filter in, you're going to make another pot of coffee, fresh grounds in there. Yeah. And then take that pot of coffee that you just brewed and pour that into the reservoir where you put your water.
I got you.
And then run that back through the coffee maker. Now you got coffee going through the coffee and it comes out. Oh, I'm telling you what, people, if you like a nice, good, strong cup of coffee,
that sounds good. That's probably the reason why I never done it, because I always finish my first pot of coffee.
Yeah, you got to have control.
I have a coffee tip as well about using the old grounds because coffee tastes different with different temperatures. That's why you get cold drip coffee and it'll taste a little more chocolatey and sweeter because it changes the acidic level in it. So you take your old grounds, put new grounds on top of it, and it's like a combination of fresh and this chocolatey flavor, and tastes completely different and wonderful. That's what I do every morning.
I'm gonna have to try.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah.
Instead of dumping those old grounds,
right? Just put
fresh grounds on top of it,
right? And it'll save you on coffee as well.
That's true.
Very good.
Coffee. What is your morning breakfast?
My coffee tastes like chocolate without putting chocolate in it.
Nice. What's your morning breakfast, Owen?
What's my morning breakfast?
Yeah.
My morning breakfast? Yeah. Cup of black strong coffee. That's what I have for breakfast.
Me too.
I'm not an eater of breakfast. I just don't eat breakfast. Sometimes if I'm hungry, I'll grab some toast or an English muffin. Or something like that. But generally, if I sit down and if I eat like a eggs and bacon right off in the morning, it doesn't make I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I gotta have some. What, Miss Dixie? Are you able to talk now?
Probably for a few minutes. How's everybody?
Well, what's going on? How are you?
Happy Hump Day.
I'm good. Just said working.
Let us know where you're from, what you do. You know, you're new here, so we'd like to get to know you.
Yes, please.
Oh, this is...
Huh?
Go ahead. Everybody's curious of who and what you are and where you're at.
Yeah.
Give us the 411. I'm Miss Dixie.
Well, let's see. I live in Ohio, Richland, Texas.
Right, well, Eric, you're gonna have to. Eric, you're gonna have to mute, brother.
Because she's walking away from the microphone.
She says she's currently in Ohio, originally from Texas.
Yeah, but okay. She's
Kentucky.
We can barely hear her.
Yeah, we can
she's
barely hear
Kentucky.
Her.
You're in Kentucky, you said, Shannon.
No, actually, though, my family is my cousin, second cousin, was Phyllis George. Do you know? Of course, you know. She was First Lady of Kentucky, and she was also First Miss America, first NFL football broadcaster. I'm sure you know, have heard of her, huh? She died last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
I think I knew that.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. That's my second cousin.
Can we ask what line of work are you in, Dixie?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I manage a couple of tobacco /vape/CBD stores.
Welcome, Peter.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
It's all right.
You're talking to the right crowd here, honey.
Hi, Peter.
I don't touch
that's great.
Stuff, but, you know, that's just my preference.
It's best that you don't. Yeah.
Well, it's not just for pleasure. I mean, they put a lot of CBD stuff in, like, my hair salon is, she only sells hair products and shampoos and conditioners that have CBD in it. And it's amazing what it can do for your hair.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Never heard of shampoo, haven't
you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll probably try putting some in my beard.
I'm lucky.
There you go.
I'm blessed that I don't need any of that. How's that? So.
It looks like you got a pretty good head of hair. Looking at your picture there.
I do. Actually.
Funny. Oh, man. Hey, if you people can, if you're in the chat room, hit that like button. Give us some likes. I want to see what kind of engagement points we can get. And share the show. Share the show. Appreciate it.
Miss Dixie, do you do mail outs? I mean, do you deliver? I mean.
No, they all have to come to the store.
Okay. It's in-store only. Okay.
Reminds me, I need to go buy me some more. CDB or CBB or CBB, CBD, blah, blah, blah. What is it?
I can never CBD?
Say it. Edibles, CBD. Gummies.
CBD. Yeah, I need to get me some more gummies. Yeah, I use that stuff because it helps me.
Relaxes you.
It relaxes me. Yeah, it helps me. It doesn't have the TH, has a very super, super small amount of THC or whatever it is.
I usually use a CBD cream for like my mom because she always has like arthritis and pain on her arms and stuff like that. So we usually get one of those.
Yeah, my hands have been killing me lately, and that's why, because I've kind of skipped getting some, and I was doing that for like the little pain in my hands, the arthritic pain in my hands. Yeah, and it works. I mean, what can I say? It works. You know,
it helps when you try to. Yeah, well, that's probably why you got rid of your garden, right? So you don't have to do all that work.
That's why I got rid of my landscaping. Your I got rid of all the grass and all that. But no, we're still going to have a garden.
Still got a garden.
Just not going to be out there, you know, attacking the crab grass, you know, and fighting with the grass out there. It's really funny you mentioned that, Ralph, because I went from having it, I used to always keep it nice and cut and, you know, and looking good, you know. And then I went from there to just letting it grow, go wild, because I liked all the tall grass. And then that got away from me. All the tall grass got away from me, and the grass infiltrated my raised gardens. And it was like, it started getting crazy. So then I just tore everything out, and now I have gravel, you know. So I'm just making the big circle. The circle of the yard.
That won't break through, right?
No. Okay. No. This
I hear
got...
like weeds or bamboo can like break through anything.
It shouldn't be. I mean, I've got that. First off, when they tore everything up, then they laid down that landscaping cloth to keep things from growing up. Then they put about three inches of what they call an ABC. ABC mixture of dirt and gravel, put about 3-4 inches of that down, packed it down, and then they put in another 3 inches of gravel on top of that. So, you know, if a dandelion grows through that, I'm going to let it live because it's worked its little butt off. It deserves to live. It worked its little butt off.
Yes.
It deserves to be, it survived. Yeah. But no. But then go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I keep going. I was just going to ask Ms. Dixon.
I was
going
to say, and then I'm going to put my raised gardens back out in the backyard, but they're going to be sitting on top of the gravel and not on top of grass. So it's all good. It's all going to work out. It's all going to be fine.
Are you going to be growing any of your own medicine?
No.
No, it's legal there. So
yeah, I know it is. I know it's legal, and that's one of the biggest problems they have here in the Pacific Northwest. Is yes, in Oregon and Washington, it is legal, and that's fine and dandy. But now, what's happening is the everybody's being robbed. Being robbed. I mean. You know, people are growing this, their marijuana in their yards or, you know, what have it, people are going in and stealing it and they're robbing them. They're taking all that, taking their plants, the cannabis stores, they're being robbed. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, They, you know, they said that's the one thing they said here in the Pacific Northwest is when they started and when they legalized it, they go, well, this should do away, you know, this should help do away with the criminal element. No,
not really.
No, you didn't. Didn't. Not at all.
That's just lazy. They could grow their own, man. It's just crazy.
But criminals are lazy. That's the problem.
I know. That's exactly their problem.
They don't want to do the hard work. They'd rather just take it from somebody else who does it.
That's it. Take
somebody else's stuff.
Yeah. And I've never understood that, you know. Leave other people's stuff alone. You know, if you're not willing to put in the time and the effort to get your, you know, to get what you want, well, then too bad. Don't steal it from other people. Now, see, J-Baby says in Colorado, crimes went up there, too, because Colorado's the same way. Yeah, it didn't do anything about the crime. As a matter of fact, it made it worse.
Leave other people's
stuff alone.
Ms. Dixie, do you deal with a lot of shoplifting or things like that in your business?
We do, however, in fact, one of our stores was robbed a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That one gets hit.
Put the phone near you, please.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Miss Dixie. It's like you're walking away from your mic or something.
Please. The love of all that is holy.
Hey, The place I get my CBD is I walked in there once and you know, it's pretty open space, you know, and a lot of stuff in display cabinets and a lot of stuff in the back wall. And I just went walking in and walked to the back wall and it's like, hey, you can't be, no, you can't be. I mean, it's like, whoa. I thought I was in a bank.
What do you mean?
I thought I was in a bank. Yeah. easy. I didn't know, you know.
There's a guy with a beard.
Well, thanks to COVID, we have a lot of plexiglass up now, so it's a little harder for people.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but it's sad that we have to make it harder because people, you know, I mean, that's, you know, big stores like Walmart and Target, they're having problems, you know, with their bottom lines because of all the shoplifting that's going on. Because I think in California, they made it, they pretty much did away with the shoplifting laws, from what I understand. You know, I mean, they just basically, we're not going to prosecute or go after shoplifters. Well, that just opened the door for shoplifting.
That's crazy.
Well, it's the same with the shoplifting and the border.
Yeah.
Let them in.
J-Baby says she's deep. J-Baby says she's dealing with so much theft right now, too, in her store, Glowflow Denver. It's annoying, you know. Maybe you just got to, it's going to be at the point where you just got to put everything behind a plexiglass, and if they want to see it, you got to get someone to unlock it, like they do at liquor stores here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, you can't go into the place and pick up a bottle of Jägermeister and look at it. You know, no, you got to have someone come unlock the cat, unlock the glass, so you can get, and then they're standing right there with you, you know.
I used to work at a pharmacy retail store many years ago, and I worked in an area that was very, you know, there's a lot of people going in and out, so we had a lot of shoplifters. And in that, and even in that time, this was like, you know, 2000s or whatever, we had a whole bunch of stuff that you wouldn't think to lock up being locked up. We had razors getting locked up. You had toothpaste getting locked up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who steal the makeup getting locked up? Like, almost everything had to be locked up behind the, you know, those, you know, whatever, plexiglass. It's crazy.
Yeah. I can see Florida having a big problem because DeSantis just passed Circle K as of next year, or possibly at the end of this year, will be selling marijuana in all their Circle K. So that will become a convenient item.
It wasn't a legal state.
It is now.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be able to walk into your, go get a pack of smokes and a Coke and a quarter ounce of weed.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Here in Winter, done it in this door, I quit because I'm not dealing with that.
Welcome, Glenn.
The time is 11 o'clock a.m.
Who just had a timer go off and said it was 11 o'clock? I'm curious.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me in the background.
No, I'm just wondering where who it was. So it's 11 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock here. Yeah. So, oh, no. Yeah. We need those timers going off. I loved it. No, I just, I'm always interested in what time it is where people are at. So, like, it's like 8, 9, 10, 11. So it's 11 where Ralph's at, too. Shannon, it's 11 where you're at. Eric, where you're at.
No, it's 10 a.m. where I'm at. Shannon. I'm central.
Oh, are you central, Eric, or are you Eastern?
He's Eastern.
I'm Eastern time, along with Ralph and Miss Dixie.
Yes.
Okay, and Jay Baby, it's 9 o'clock where she's at. Look at that. We span the globe.
Yes.
Now, if Man Cave was here, he'd be telling us it's probably about
4 o'clock.
4 or 5, yeah, in the evening there. Where he's at, yeah.
6 hours.
What about Australia? Is that even more far ahead?
That's 16 hours away.
Oh, man.
Well, I think Australia is already into Thursday morning.
Right.
Anything else? China? Japan?
China's like 12 hours ahead of us.
Japan. Right, let's get all the time zones.
Someone get a hold of us from the future. Get a hold of us from the future.
I want to know the lottery numbers.
Yeah, what are the lottery numbers? Shep says South Oz is 14 and a half hours from us. Going ahead. Whoa. Now, when I used to try to figure out where they were in India, yeah, India. I mean, they're like 13 hours or something like that ahead of us or something. I don't know. It's interesting. Mama Bear Tracy says it's 12 p.m. where she's at.
It's lunchtime.
Well, she's an hour ahead of us in the Atlantic time zone. Marco's down in Brazil is also an hour ahead of us, too.
What? Mama Bear Tracy, where are you at that you're an hour ahead of Eastern time?
Welcome, Redneck Ram.
She's in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. I never knew that there was a different time zone in Canada.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Interesting. Western Australia, 16 hours. Shannon said, I heard a guy, speaking of Canada, I'm watching I'm watching a hockey game. I'm watching the hockey game, and they're playing one of the Canadian teams. I mean, Canadian teams in hockey, they're all over the place. I mean, they're, you know, half the teams, I think, are Canadian. But anyway, they're playing. And then the announcer said, Canada, Canada, Canada. And I went, what did he just say? And then he just goes, yeah, you know, how it is, the Canada teams. And I go, Canada?
They must have been listening to the podcast.
I thought I was the only one that said that. Yeah, I always get confused. I don't know why.
I think at one time back during Oprah's local TV days, I think when she was in Baltimore, she once pronounced Canada as Kanada.
Kanada, yeah. Glenn says that wasn't a real. Glenn says that wasn't a real Canadian team. It was a Quebec team. Yeah, I guess. Quebec, hey, Glenn's in Canada. Glenn's in Canada too. Glenn lives in Canada. Quebec is pretend Canada. Oh, start a Canadian war.
I thought all parts of Canada had to speak French for some reason.
I just think only mostly in Quebec, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, I guess I always heard that it was Quebec was the so Glenn, does Quebec just because Quebec claimed to be part of France? I mean, what's going on with them guys? I don't get it. He says bleep them. Bleep. Nice job, man. Nice job.
Honey, yes.
Good job, Glenn. Good job. Censoring himself. Yeah.
We haven't had Tony Vino on Podbean in forever. He's good in French, English, and Italian.
Really? That amazes me, people that can speak. Now, Ralph, do you speak Spanish? I mean,
I speak a good enough Spanish to have a conversation, but I'm sure a lot of real Spanish speaking people would be upset.
Un poquito habla español, sí.
Now, so,
yes, sir.
So, where's your bloodline? Is it Cuban?
Well, My mother is Guatemalan and my father was Cuban. So I'm
Guatemalan. Guatemalan. That's why Ralph's such a good looking guy right there. Ralph, you look Italian too. I mean, Ralph could pass for a lot
Cuban
of different.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, get a room, you guys. Holy.
Better Middle Eastern. Who knows? I could probably pass for Middle
Eastern. No.
So what I'm curious. Oh, come on. Whoa, people. So what I'm curious about is, so like my kids' mom, she's Mexican, and her family's from Mexico. And, her dad used to always tell me he hated talking to people from Puerto Rico because he said the God. Spanish was slightly different and they talked so fast. Yeah. And so I saw this comedian, they call him Fluffy. I saw this comedian, they call him Fluffy. He's a Hispanic guy. I think he's Mexican. Talking about the difference in how they speak Spanish. And I'm going to see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Well, you have slang, and then you also have like what they call proper Spanish, which is like be spoken by like Spain. Some Portugal is called Castellano, certain parts of South America, but it's proper in proper Spanish. Like some of the slang, like if, when you go to, like me, I get everything backwards because the Spanish language or like Mexican, they don't use like prepositional phrases and stuff like that. And usually you'll say it backwards. So, but they usually understand what you mean.
Oh, there's so much stuff. His name is Gabriel Iglesias.
Iglesias.
Yeah, he is one Iglesias. Funny comedian. He is hilarious, and he's always making fun of himself and his root. And I like those kinds of comedians. I like comedians that just make fun of everybody. You know, I love them. You know, let's see. I'm trying to find where his he's got so much here. I'll have to find it one of these days. I've been doing these Sunday funny little mini podcasts. I post them on Sunday afternoons. They call it Sunday Funnies. I think the next one I do will be with him. But you can find them. You can find those on our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com. But I do these Sunday Funnies. I post them on Podbean. They're not a live show. They're a pre-recorded, and I post them out there a little anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes of a comedian and funny stuff, just funny stuff. So I'll find some of his. I can't find it. He's got so much. He's really popular. He's a popular guy. But he talks about Latinos aren't the same. Latinos aren't all the same. Latino TV, soda and cake. These are titles. These are titles of his things. Wild Spanish commercials. He's just a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Another good one for you to do is Jim Gaffigan. If you don't want any kind of cussing or vulgar language, and he talks a lot of like wife jokes. You know, like
one of my Sunday funnies features him. One of my Sunday funnies features him.
Yeah. I didn't know.
He is a funny guy. Yeah, he is funny. Let's see. Gosh dang it. I wish I could find it because he is hilarious. Let's try. Here's a little bit of Fluffy. They call him Fluffy. Here's a little bit of Fluffy. Vision problems. Nope, that's a commercial. We don't want no stinking commercials.
Commercials bad. Turn it up a little bit.
I love Mexico. Just visiting. Oh, I like it right here. That's why it kind of bothers me whenever people go, you know, what is it like being a Latino comedian? I go, I don't know. I'm a comedian who happens to be Latino. What's the difference? The difference is my special will air on Comedy Central, not Telemundo. Espanol. You can speak a little Spanish, it freaks people out. Oh my God, he's speaking Spanish. You know, don't get me wrong, I like watching Spanish programming myself. Some of the stuff is really cool. My favorite thing are the commercials, because they're always about sex. You don't even know what the product is until like the last 2 seconds. It's always some model walking out all sexy, right? Hola. Ay, qué rico.
Anyway, you need to check him out. You need to check him out. He is hilarious. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. I'm going to feature him on this. I'm going to feature him this coming Sunday on the Old Man's Sunday Funny. Check him out. He's hilarious. He's hilarious. But yeah, I love stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedians. Glenn says Bill Burr is a good one too. But yeah, Bill Burr and my two favorite comedians, Bill Burr and Dave Chappelle. I love those guys to death. They have me rolling because they are hilarious. Now, they are in no way family friendly, you know, but they are so funny. And they're so, what makes them funny to me is they're down to earth. They tell you like it is. I mean, they tell you what life is about. And, you know, life is funny when you hear it from a comedian. I mean, they can lay out the biggest truth bombs there is. But the way they deliver it, it makes fun of you. They can sit there and poke fun at you. Grammy and I went to a comedic show here in Portland, or in Vancouver rather, and it was for black comedians. They had black comedians online. There was like three or four of these guys lined up. And so Grammy says, hey, we got these tickets. We're going to go with my sister. We're just going to go and listen to these comedians. And Grammy knows I love stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy. And I go, yeah, sure, let's go. So there was me and then Grammy's sister's husband, Dave. You know, we're two white guys. We're white guys married to gorgeous, beautiful black women. So we're going into this this venue to listen to these comedians, these black comedians. We're the only white guys there. We are the only white guys in the crowd. And Dave goes, oh, well, we need to sit. We need to sit way back here. We need to sit way back here in dark, in the shadow. I go, oh, no, 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 no. We are sitting up front, man. Up front, close and personal. He goes, why? I go, because I want to be part of the show. They're going to see a white guy sitting in there, and they are going to unload on me, and I want it. I want to be there. And it was absolutely hilarious. And they did. You know, they see a white guy there. They make fun of the white guy, and everybody's laughing and goofing around. We're having a good time, a big laugh at that. And you know what? After the show, every one of them came up to me and said, sir, I just want to shake your hand and thank you for being such a good sport. I go, are you kidding me? You guys are awesome, man. It was awesome to be here and hear you guys. You guys are great comedians. That's what we need, people. We need to be able to just laugh at ourselves and let people make fun of you and laugh and have a good time. But I love comedians like that. I love Dave Chappelle and I love Bill Burr. I mean, those guys are my two all-time favorite guys. Yeah, it says here Bill Burr is he's married to a black woman. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful woman. It's funny about Bill Burr because he's a ginger. And so for those that don't know, he's a redhead. And he's got really white, freckly skin. He's a ginger. And when he was dating his wife, he made the comment about how she's always putting on lotion. Why are you always putting on lotion? You're always putting on, and this is part of his skit. He does this in one of his skits. Why are you using so much lotion? She goes, because I get ashy, the dry skin. It becomes ashy. And so I put lotion on to keep my skin moisturized and all this and that. And he goes, oh, well, it must just be a black person thing. And she looked at him and went, no, you're ashy too. He goes, I'm not ashy. Look at me. I'm not ashy. And he says she reached out, took her fingernails and scraped them along his arm. And there was this cloud of dead skin and ash just coming off his arm. And he goes, I now use lotion all the time. I mean, he's just so funny. I mean, I just love that stuff. Ginger Ninja. I just love that stuff. Ah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just
I
funny
miss some real comedians, man. I miss real comedians.
I think, just, and that's what I
put
think.
It all out there.
So. Yeah, and I think that's what Bill Burr and I think Dave Chappelle are. They're just real comedians, you know. Because if you go back and listen to the old guys, like listen to the old comedians, I mean, there were a ton of them like them out there,
like George Burns and Bob Hope, and then
I mean George Carlin, of course.
George Carlin,
Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Who was that one guy? Who was that one guy? He was a short, heavyset guy, and he was always yelling. Who was his name? He always wore a trench coat.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison. That guy.
But I think I love you.
He was off the hook. If you can listen to some old Sam Kinison stuff,
you pig.
Oh man! And what about Andrew Dice Clay? People hated him.
He's
very
funny.
Yeah, they hated him, but he was hilarious.
I wonder what he's doing now, man, because I see him on TikTok, and I don't know if it's funny or just I feel bad, but it might be a bit. He's always walking towards in the streets. He just takes the camera, points it at random people, and he just walks up to them, and he's like, "So you want to take a picture? I heard you wanted to take a picture with me because I'm so famous." And they're like, "Who are you? We don't know who you are."
That's Andrew Dice Clay. That's just him. Yeah.
That's so I don't know if he still does stand up, but it was funny. Go ahead.
Well, teens are pretty raunchy because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. But I love the one time that he walked out on a CNN interview because the host of like the CNN show could not, you know, didn't check his research.
Now you
went into like a cursing tirade.
You broke up a little bit, Eric, when you said the name. So who are you talking about?
Like Andrew Dice. This was about Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. You know, and he walked out on a CNN interview a few years ago. It's a viral video. And when he went on a cursing tirade, like you heard an audible gasp coming out of the CNN newsroom, which that sounds very unprofessional.
Yeah, he's definitely not mainstream personnel. Yeah,
no, but you know, in his day, he was really famous. I mean, mm-hmm. I think he still holds
like, I don't know if it's a record or just the accolade that he was the only one to sell out Madison Square Garden two nights in a row, you know, sold out Madison Square Garden.
That guy was hilarious, yeah. And then another old guy, Red Fox, BP49.
Oh, yeah.
Red Fox. I mean, yeah. Oh, and Eddie Murphy, early Eddie Murphy's. I mean, when Eddie Murphy was doing stand-up, yeah. And Chris Rock, these guys were hilarious. I'll tell you, they're just fun.
I really like? He's a little more. I like Dennis Miller when he goes on with his rants. I mean, the way that man's mind worked so fast. Oh man, I love Dennis Miller.
Yeah, Dennis Miller. Dennis, man, whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
I always liked his TV show back in the day.
He does news correspondence and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. He did. I don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
He used to be on HBO, I think.
What about Dennis Leary? He's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Where is he now?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe just retired, living, loving life, I guess. I don't know.
Took the money and ran.
I saw a Dennis Leary skit, and he's talking about his kids. And he puts his kids outside and they're playing and all this. And he's got little kids, little toddlers, you know, two, three, four year olds running around. And he says his daughter comes in and goes, "Dad?" And he goes, "Yes." He goes, Johnny was out there and he was riding. Oh, okay. What was Johnny riding on? He was riding on your truck. Johnny was riding on my truck. Yeah. He was writing you a message on your truck. What was he riding on my truck with? A rock? And he goes, "What?" And he says he runs out there and they were riding on his truck, his brand new truck with rocks on the paint job. And he goes, "I just sat down and I just started to cry." And they're going, "What's wrong, Daddy? What's wrong?" He goes, "Oh, nothing. You know," he goes, "you know what would make Daddy feel a lot better? What's that, Daddy? Write Mommy a message on her car with a rock." Yeah, but these comedians are hilarious. I love
Johnny.
I like the comedians that go back to their childhood and talk about how they were and all that stuff.
Because for a regular individual, they might think, oh, this is very traumatic, or maybe you had a bad, but a lot of comedians use that as a tool to make it funny.
Yeah.
That's usually how you're supposed to, I think that's how you're supposed to do it. I don't know.
You're correct. When people decide they want to be a stand-up comedian, because my ex-boyfriend is a professional comedian now, lives in LA, and very good, by the way, is comedy school, it's called Driving School 101. And first they teach you how to laugh at yourself, self-deprecation, and, you know, so if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at others. So that's how they...
Did you ever find yourself in one of his material?
Oh, absolutely. You want to hear one of his rants?
Oh, no.
Real quick? Why don't you take your... It's clean. It's clean.
Let me get my finger ready. Okay.
Get it ready. Get it ready. Get it ready.
All right.
Get it ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Why don't you take your 10,000-watt receiving belt buckle, wool cotton, your zipper... Why don't you take your 10,000-watt receiving belt buckle, wool cotton, your zipper, rejects from the Deliverance movie, and why don't you make your wife slash sister make you 10 to 20 turkey pot pies and lose yourself in the latest edition of Springer? Capiche? Because look away from the glare from the back of your neck is blinding me. Bam.
Bam. Nice. Nice.
He was very talented. Still is.
That was a good little rant. But
I messed it up.
That's okay. That's okay. But you know,
I fixed it.
You know what, Shannon? I mean, a Wednesday show with Miss Shannon Lynn Jordan would not be complete without.
Oh man!
Not again, Shannon.
Oh man! Oh man! You know what I say to that, man and my mom and.
Somebody asked me, they go, why don't you use the beep thing? The beep thing that, because I have a beep thing here. Here's the beep
like
thing.
Like this?
Yeah, a little beep. Yeah. I use a beep thing. The thing is the beep thing doesn't respond fast enough for me. You know, it just doesn't respond fast enough.
Especially with Shannon on the panel.
Yeah.
Quick on the draw.
You gotta be quick. You gotta be quick with that button. You know, yeah. That's what makes it good. Yeah, I mean, you've been exceptionally. Well, I think the reason you've been so good on the show this morning, Shannon, is because you kind of got it out of your system in Ralph's show.
Yeah. I've been getting it out at night. You know, so I've been bad at night.
The night shows.
Like with my Dirty Christmas show, I got it all out for the whole next year in one show.
Yeah, but you got. But tell me the truth, you missed me hitting the horn, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And I think Ashton asked about the horn too.
Ashton did today.
I believe he did a while ago in the chat.
I always wanted to be famous, but I never think it'd be for a horn.
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, when we were listening to Ralph and we're reading, you and I we're all just kind of goofing around in the chat room. There was a couple of times when you type something in there, I go, "Where's the horn? Where's the horn?" Oh wait! This is Ralph's show. This is Ralph's show. Never mind.
I forgot. Yeah, I might have to get my own horn. You never know. We'll
oh no.
Hey, another Taurus cannot horn another Taurus. that's just a code there. It's a rule, yes, Ralphie.
Yeah, written yes. law. It's in the bylaw.
Unwritten.
It's in the bylaws, section 6,
yeah.
Article 7.8. Yeah, it's in the bylaws.
That's
just funny stuff right there.
So funny.
I love the horn.
Do you still do Valentine's shopping? I know I just threw that out of left field.
Oh, Valentine. That's right. Valentine's next month. Valentine's, yeah. People. Valentine's.
Will you be my Valentine, Ralph?
Oh, how romantic. You know, I read this thing that said, here, I got to pull it up. I got it right here. Well, I thought I had it.
You thought?
Anyway, this thing said that most men... most men, I would say the majority of men, get their first set of flowers at the funeral. No man ever gets flowers. No,
I don't know. I bought my ex a whole dozen and sent it to his work, and he loved it.
Grammy used to send me flowers all the time. Oh, yeah, what were you saying, Ralph?
I was just saying, digest that. I was just saying, digest that statement, because it's very impactful that a lot of men don't see those kind of things unless they're in a coffin. So
right, but, and I was going to say the exception. I was going to say, ladies, send your man flowers. Oh well, he'll be embarrassed at work. Good. Let him be embarrassed at work. But I was never embarrassed. Grammy would send me flowers every now and then. I'd get flowers at work. And I thought it was cool. They go, oh, look, the old man, he got flowers. And I go, what'd your wife send you?
Yeah, what'd you get?
Yeah, what'd you get? Oh, did you get a moldy sandwich? Shut up. Leave me alone.
Did you get a cold soup?
I love it. They will love it. They might act all tough and everything around there. Their buddies and that, but the inside, their heart's going to melt. Yeah. Send flowers. That's a great little gift. It really is. Speaking of which, there was this guy. I knew him at this place I worked. He worked second shift, so it was nighttime, you know, and he had a big blowout with his wife, got a big old fight. And it was during that day and age when you used to tell people to eat your shorts. Eat my shorts. You know, we used to say that all the time. It was a catchphrase. Yeah, it was a catchphrase that we got from The Simpsons. And we used to say it all the time. Eat my shorts. You know, so so he got in a big old fight with his wife. And, he's at work. It comes lunchtime. He goes out to his truck to eat his lunch. He has his lunchbox there. He opens it up. He pulls out this sandwich. He says, man, this sandwich is beautiful. It's a nice, big, thick sandwich. Man, it just looks awesome. And now remember, it's at night, so he really can't see. So he unwraps it. He goes, oh, man, she must not be mad at me anymore. He takes a big old bite of it, and he couldn't bite through it. And it's like, what the French toast? And she had made him a sandwich with her panties. And there was a note in his lunchbox that said, eat my shorts.
Nasty.
Well, I don't know if they were used ones, but
that should get the horn.
Eat my shorts. I mean, that was
edible.
Come on, that was funny. All right, everybody's calling for the horn. Here it is.
It's a horn, man. What? What?
We don't give the horn for gross stuff. We give the horn for
it should for be though.
It's the okay. Well, we'll change the rules. The gross stuff gets the horn.
Welcome, Junior.
All right. Yeah. Jay Baby goes, you use the word panties. Now, hey, we call all our underwear in this household panties because in England, and if Man Cave was here, he'd confirm it. In England, Knickers. That's what they call their underwear is called panties. Panties, Knickers. Not pants. Their underwear is called pants. Pants. Now, if you go and say, hey, nice pants to someone at work in England, and like I walk into the shop, hey, listen, nice pants. Chef. They go, no, you can't see my pants. That's my underwear. They wear slacks or jeans, not pants.
What do they say about
Shep says, stop saying panties.
Yeah. Why, thank Shep? You, Shep. Horn. He gets the horn.
Friend, you're not in England. Oh, for come on. I'm giving you all the horn. You got no. You can't give me the beep.
He gets the beep. You're beeped.
Oh. Oh, come on. Come on.
Sorry. Don't they call like the trunk something else over there in the boot. UK? Like the trunk of a car? The boot.
It's the boot. Yeah, in the boot.
And then boot sounds different in Canada. But anyway.
I don't know. Weird language.
We're going to need a bigger boot.
We're going to need a bigger boot. So you can take that. Depending on where you're at in the world, you can take that anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
The bobbin is hood, right? The bobbin? I don't know. I've never heard that. Baba the bonnet? Oh, never heard that. It's the boot. The boot the in boot. England. Boot. You guys in Canada, do you call the trunk of a car something other than the trunk?
Yeah, Mama Bear Tracy, what do you guys call
dead body one? Storage.
Or Glenn. Yeah, Mama Bear Tracy. Yeah, or Glenn. Or Glenn, what do you guys... Yeah, the hood is called the bonnet. Really?
I've never heard that. I've heard that.
In, like, the clothing?
Have you heard that, Miss Dixie? The bonnet?
I have.
What's a bonnet?
Refer to it as that, but I've heard it.
Okay.
My bonnet lies over the ocean.
What's a bonnet?
Yeah.
All I know of a bonnet is what the ladies used to wear in the 1800s here.
It's like headwear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what that is.
Well, you know why the frontier ladies, you know why the frontier ladies stopped wearing those bonnets, those big full head bonnets they used to wear? Because they were like blinders and they would walk out into the streets and get hit by horses. Oh. That's the truth. That's a truth bomb. So they go, we're not wearing these anymore because we're getting hit by horses. So
yeah, we'll keep the corsets, but
it's like an English drive-by.
Keep the corsets, but well, we ain't wear no dang bonnets.
Yes,
we have a new. We have a new listener here, Jessica. Jessica, you're on the air. Remember, this is a family friendly show. So, what do you got? What's up? What's happening?
I'm scared, Jessica.
Okay. Yeah.
We hear a lot of giggling and laughing, so gonna have to disconnect you. Ah, sorry, too much interference. That was Jessica, ladies and gentlemen. Jessica,
nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you. There you go. We'll give you a clap. Hit that follow button. Hit that follow button.
Know where you're from.
Yeah,
and your age.
And your age. Chef go schoolgirls. I remember one time, Ralph, I don't know if you were on the show, I had somebody call in. And I go, hey, yeah, we got somebody calling in. First time caller, remember, family friendly. You can watch your languages and blah, 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 blah. Or I'll disconnect you. And I go, hey, what do you got to say? And the guy goes, I pooped. Okay, then. All righty. There you go.
Ta-da.
Is that considered slapstick comedy? What's slapstick comedy?
All right. Hey, listen. We're going to need to wrap this up. A little bit.
Thank you.
We did the trivia thing, right, Eric? We told everybody about the trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the question's going to be asked tomorrow. Not tomorrow. On Friday, the 13th, the question will be asked. And then you have until January the 19th, the following Thursday, to get your answers in. And we'll announce the winner on the 20th for the $50 Glowflow Denver card. Send your answers we'll tell you all this when we do it. Listen, hey Ralph, first Miss Dixie, we're gonna close up here. We're gonna close the show down. Have you got any encouraging words or anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
Just everybody have a blessed day or evening, wherever you may be. And thanks for having me on today. It was a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Dixie. Thanks for being a pod people and being part of the show. We appreciate it. Mr. Ralph William, you got anything you want to say to everybody before we're out of here?
Have a good hump day and stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Take care, guys.
Thanks, awesome. Rob. Thanks for calling in. Miss Shannon.
Yes, sir. Just laugh like there's no tomorrow. Laughter is the best medicine. And until next time, entertain your own dang self.
And to show my love and appreciation for Shannon. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate everybody coming in. Hit those follow buttons. We just love and adore all of you. Yeah, we got you guys are the best. I'm going to turn this over to Eric here real quick. He's got a bunch of podcasts that might be coming up that he wants to tell you about, so you can listen to these podcasts and enjoy the family that we have of podcasts. Hey, don't forget Ralph William tomorrow morning if Ralph goes on live. Don't forget Ralph. Be sure to check him out. He'll get you warmed up and ready for our show. All right, Eric, go ahead, buddy.
Well, I know coming up on Podbean, you have Duke James and Milk Dog and Chrissy and Primetime, the Potluck Podcast, like Ray 2 Alpha. And you also have the Outside New World Podcast also coming up later this evening. And then, of course, we'll do it again tomorrow, of course, you know, after Ralph. And few other friends coming up a little later in the week and this weekend.
Yeah, don't forget Van Life Pantry, the Johnny Taco Show, Amber May Podcast, Chewy Christmas Podcast, Opinionated Lushes on YouTube, find them. Foolish Thoughts by A Fool for Learning, Two Old Parts Podcast, the Super Had Not Brothers Podcast on YouTube, check them out. And then our dear good friend, Marley773 with the Underground Shuffle Podcast. He's going live on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check him out. Especially if you're a creator of independent music, you want to go to their webpage and check them out. Let them tell you how they can help you get your music out there. And don't forget to check out our friends, our dear friends at GloFlow Denver. Check out their website. See what kind of fun stuff you can buy with that $50 gift certificate we're going to give away on the 20th. You want to do that. And remember, if you're there and you're shopping online and you see something you like and you want to buy it, don't forget to use the discount code THEOLDMAN10, THEOLDMAN10 for 10% off your total purchase. It's good times, man. Wednesday, the week is half done. We're going to just slide into the weekends. It's all downhill from here. Just sliding into the weekend and just having a good old time. Getting rid of that second week of 2023. They're just ripping by now. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about October again. October is going to be here knocking on the door before you know it. So get out there, do positive things, do random acts of kindness, be nice to people, go out there and smile. I challenge you. Get six people to smile back at you today. Go out there and smile. Let them be random strangers. Just see, as soon as you make eye contact, give them a little smile, a little nod of the head, and see if you can get them to smile. That's the challenge today. We need to smile more. We need to be happy. Get out there. Be the catalyst. Get it going. Get it all started. Smiling to people and everybody will be smiling. Good times, I'm telling you. Get those laughs, those good feeling endorphins going through your system. Put you in a good mood. Put you in a good mood in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Look forward to us doing it again tomorrow.
Yeah, we're out of here. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks, Mix Dixie. Thanks, Russ, for Ralph, for calling in. And we will talk to you. Check out Russ's podcast. He might be going on after we close down the Outside of Normal podcast. Number 12 in the all-time top 20 hosts. Awesome. Out of here. We're out of here. Later, Gators.
Later.
Bye.